the gift of prophecy. When I was 8 years of age, a gypsy took my hands, turned them over, and gasped. "You're going to be very famous," she said. "You will be able to foresee worldwide events because you are blessed with the gift of prophecy, the gift of visions of things to come." I remember that even as a child, I had such visions. It was some time before I realized that even though God has a divine plan for each and every one of us, He had not blessed everyone with the same gift of foreseeing events. Visions are not a form of psychic phenomena. They come directly from the Supreme Being in His own good time, not ours. I wish I could fully describe to you how I feel when a vision is revealed to me. I am bathed in a warm, soft light. There is a peacefulness and a feeling of love that permeates my entire being. I stand alone, completely apart from everything earthly. I am calm yet receptive, waiting for what is to be revealed. Let me recount for you one of my visions that has aroused a great deal of discussion. The assassination of President Kennedy. This was a vision, not a psychic experience. The vision of President Kennedy was given to me while I was in prayer at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C. on August the 18th, 1952, more than a decade before the tragedy. I was blessed with this vision, showing me the White House with a very thick and heavy black cloud ponderously hanging over it, then draping itself slowly but surely around it. The number 1960 was prominently displayed in this detailed vision, showing me that the man to be sworn in as president would be a youthful Democrat with blue eyes, and he would be assassinated. I knew this vision was revealed to tell the world its purpose yet unknown. 3 weeks before the assassination, I was shown the last name of the assassin. On the Sunday preceding that fatal Friday, the ominous cloud started to descend upon the White House. I was being shown that the time was drawing near. I searched in my mind for someone who would convey to him the danger he was in, someone he would take seriously. This would not be easy, because in public life, as we all realize, one cannot listen to every warning. My duty was clear. I must get word to the president through an old friend of the Kennedy family whom I knew. I appealed to her to persuade the president to give up his plans for his trip to the Southwest. The trip had not been announced as yet, so her first response was, "What trip?" The days before that Friday, I spoke to everyone I met about the only thing I had on my mind. I could think and speak of nothing else. Friday morning, I told Inspector Charles Benter, "This is the day." At noon, I was having lunch at the Mayflower Hotel with friends who asked me why I was so quiet and not eating. My answer was, "The president is going to be shot." My heart stood still when the orchestra leader came over to our table and said, "Someone has just taken a shot at the president." He added with thankfulness in his voice that the president was not harmed, but that Governor Connally was injured. "I'm sorry, the president is dead," I said. Very quietly, he said, "No, no, I'm sure. I will check, though." Minutes later, he returned and said, "No, he has gone to the hospital with the governor, but the president is all right." "I'm so sorry," I said, "the president is dead." And as we all now know, at that very moment, the president was indeed dead. Is this gift of prophecy a special one for me alone? Surely not. Truly, I know that our Lord has conferred gifts on all of us. For it is by the use of our combined gifts and talents that the divine plan of the Lord will be achieved. Be grateful and happy in the knowledge that the Lord has given you distinct gifts and individual talents which are yours and yours alone to develop and use. Remember, too, that if you have the faith to see and the determination to use your God-given talent, you will attain a goal in life far beyond your most cherished hopes and dreams. You may think your individual talents are not as great as those of others, but they are. They are great and important in the eyes of our Creator, because in His wisdom, He has willed it so. All that you need do is to pray for guidance to know His will, then work as though everything depends upon you, and you will surely find your purpose. But by experience, I can tell you it will not be easy. But then, we were not promised that it would be easy, were we? Remember, to become great, you need only go 1 inch beyond mediocrity, but that one last inch is so difficult and seemingly impossible that you cannot do it alone. That little extra push is God's all-creative force within you. May every one of you faithfully use God's gifts so generously bestowed upon you. These gifts are His blessings. They are your true and lasting riches. Such is my fervent prayer for each of you. God's blessings.